José Ruiz painted still life scenes, flowers, animals, and above all, doves. Picasso inherited this fascination and reflected it in both his work and his life. He named one of his daughters Paloma, which means dove in Spanish, and had a dove coat built at his home in Cannes. In 1961, he sent a postcard to Juan Tembury, a native of Malaga who worked tirelessly to reclaim the artist's legacy for the city. The postcard featured a drawing of a dove in ink and coloured pencil, along with the words, "This drawing was done by the son of José Ruiz Blasco."
Picasso's doves moved beyond the personal and towards the universal when they became a symbol of peace. The writer Louis Aragon chose the artist's lithograph of a white dove for the poster of the peace conference that took place in Paris in 1949. The image enjoyed great popular acclaim, which Picasso embraced with enthusiasm, producing a number of variations on the theme in the years that followed. He also participated personally in the pacifist movement after the Second World War, although the movement was sponsored by the Soviet Union and the Communist parties, it attracted millions of people from other spheres, all of whom were in favor of peace between blocs and the elimination of nuclear arms.
Picasso had already committed himself politically some years earlier when he adopted a pro-republic, anti-fascist position during the Spanish Civil War. After the liberation of Paris, he joined the French Communist Party, declaring that it was a logical continuation of his work with which he had fought as a revolutionary. He also stated that in the Communist Party, he had found a family and a homeland until he could return to Spain.